Hey everybody, welcome back to Egg Chat. This is May.
This is Alex.
And this is Sabrina.
You're probably pretty used to hearing Alex and I talk on here, so today we're going to introduce Sabrina Service, who is the president of our organization, and today she's going to help us talk a little bit about AWA and our purpose, some of our history, and just a lot of the fine-tuned things that are exciting about AWA.
All right. Thank you, May. So my name is Sabrina Service. I am currently a senior here at Madison studying dairy science and life sciences communications with a certificate in agriculture and biz management. This is my last semester. I'm kind of bummed to be saying goodbye to Madison, but I'm really excited to be here on Ag Chat today. A little more about myself. So my background is dairy. I come from my family's 350 cow organic dairy farm. We are just south of La Crosse by Chaseburg, Wisconsin. And yeah, I grew up showing cows at county fair. I was very involved on my farm, feeding calves, milking cows. And I wanted to continue that into college. And that really is what brought me to AWA.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sabrina. So today we're going to jump in. And I think let's start with AWA's purpose. And for each of us, I think AWA has a very different purpose. So I can share first kind of what it is to me and what I've gotten out of it so far. So the purpose of AWA for me is networking, absolutely building that network that's going to last you a lifetime. I think that's huge in any industry, especially the agriculture industry, especially the business industry. And it's also been a great opportunity to build as a professional. We have our interviewing skills and workshops. We have a lot of speakers come in, and we have a lot of ways for girls to network in the professional industry and build their resumes and create leadership abilities.
And for me, it's being able to get that breadth of knowledge in agriculture. My background is very one-sided, I guess. I was in the horses, and my parents have always been in food production, food canning, and various steps of that. So I've been very familiar with those two industries, but not a ton with all of the other wonderful industries that we have in agriculture. And as someone who's looking to go into customs and trade and ag specialty and keeping our crops safe and sound and our industry strong, it's really important to know everything you need to know about all the different industries in agriculture and make the connections across the board.
Oh, that's awesome, you guys. So I got involved in AWA, and really its purpose to me is just the connections that it provides. When I was growing up and when I was in high school, I was very alienated from a lot of other kids involved in agriculture because there was no FFA at my high school and I was the only ag kid there. So coming to Madison and being able to join AWA and being able to associate and talk to and make friends with people who are involved in agriculture and have had the same experiences I've had is really powerful to me. And it's just been fantastic. I feel so much more well connected now. And I feel like people accept me now as a farm kid, and being able to find people like me, there's something really powerful about that.
I would absolutely agree with that. And I think another underlying purpose of AWA for all of us is that tradition aspect. I know for me, both of my parents went to UW-Madison and were involved on the ag campus. My aunt, my uncle, a lot of the people that were my role models growing up, because I was someone who was very active in Wisconsin Holstein Association, in FFA, and 4-H, and all of those people that I looked up to, the majority of them came to UW-Madison. A lot of them were AWA members. And for me, now that I get to have the opportunity to be a member, it's almost part of the purpose for me is being able to follow in their footsteps and carry on that tradition, I guess. Do you guys have that too?
Well, I guess in terms of tradition, so my older brother actually also came to Madison. He is 2 years older than me, and he really, really recommended that I join AWA when I came because he's part of the Alpha Gamma Rho organization here on campus that I'm sure you guys have heard from previously on this podcast. So when I came to college, he told me, go join AWA. You'll really like it. They're an awesome group of girls. You'll have a lot of fun talking with them and getting to know them. So my traditional aspect was just being able to come to Madison to study agriculture, to eventually go home, but also to kind of see what my brother's been doing down here and learn more about this hub of dairy and agriculture.
Yeah, and I think now that we've each kind of shared like why AWA is so important to us, it might be good to kind of give you guys a little deeper of a look into what AWA is, because so far you've heard from kind of a good group of our members. You've heard from our friends at AGR, but it might be kind of good to give a lot more of an in-depth look at what we do, what we are, how we came to be. And so to start, we kind of are the main ag-focused organization on campus for women, which I think is huge with not only the women aspect, but the ag aspect, and that while being that, we can still support such a diverse group of girls. And Alex, what do you want to add to that?
Well, being the premier women's ag organization on campus, like you said, really draws into our past, present, and future of the organization. Like we said, so many people joined because of that tradition, because our parents came here, our siblings came here, and we were recommended to join an organization where we can make connections and networking. So in addition to just our active chapter, we also have a robust alumni who are always here to help us and assist in our needs and help us run the house and provide scholarships and other resources for us throughout the year.
Yeah, and I think that's a really big part of the network too, is once you join AWA as an active member, you not only gain the sisters that are in the house, out of the house, you also gain all of these phenomenal role models, older sister type figures to help you with internship hunting, help you with interview tips. I mean, this year I got to sit in on, we do a process with our freshmen where they have to do an interview, a practice interview, and then they do like other professional events. And we were waiting for some of them to come into the room because my job was to sit in and give feedback to the freshmen on their interviews. And while I was waiting, one of the alumni members who was on the board was like, oh, like, you have an interview coming up. Do you want to practice? Things like that are like small things that you don't even realize at the time, but it's so helpful to have that network. And kind of the way that the organization is structured, I mean, we focus on these three main pillars that we have. We focus on social development, service, and then professional development. And I think Sabrina, who served as our membership coordinator last year, might be able to help add a little bit onto what each of those pillars looks like and why they benefit each of us.
Yeah, thank you, May. So I would have to say that for me, when I came in as a freshman and even last year when I was trying to talk to a lot of the incoming members, professionalism is a huge thing that I hadn't really learned about up until I joined AWA. So professionalism in AWA, and really to me, is knowing how to walk the walk, talk the talk. It's understanding that business professional is a blazer and can be a skirt or a dress or slacks and heels, and knowing how much is too much accessories and how much is too few accessories, and really just knowing how to dress and present yourself in a professional manner. It's also knowing how to put a resume together, making sure it's visually appealing, but also tells the story of who you are, especially who you are on the day you're going into the interview. Professionalism is a huge part of being involved in any career, but I think in agriculture, it's really important because some outsiders don't always see the professionalism of agriculture. And as the industry grows and expands, and as more people join from different backgrounds, being able to present yourself as a professional and a professional in agriculture is extremely important. The other two pillars of social and service. So social is really held up by our activities coordinator and the AWA organization, and she plans awesome events for us through this year. Sarah Johnson's her name. She's awesome. Fantastic. She got us back up for our formal in the spring. We had our first formal since pre-COVID. It was phenomenal. That was a social activity for us. We've had social dinners with the Babcock House, with the Alpha Gamma Rho fraternity. Those have been really awesome social events and really important for networking with our fellow peers on campus who aren't within the AWA. In addition, our service pillar is incredibly important, I think, to the Madison community, but also the ag community. We do our rally to fight hunger every year. This year, we were able to do it again post-COVID, and our service coordinator, Kelsey Maurer, put that on. And we packaged a lot of meals that day. It was really awesome. We had alumni there. We had some of the AGRs there. We had some of the Babcocks there, and we were all getting together to work on stuff and pack all these meals. But I think these three pillars are really important to AWA and important to our community and really awesome ideals for us to uphold in our organization.
Absolutely. And so with kind of that, what we're doing right now, I think it might be good for us to take a little bit of a look at the past. I think another big part of AWA is the respect and the tradition we all hold on to of the women who built this phenomenal organization for us. So I guess, Alex, if you kind of want to take us a little bit through a few fun facts and kind of the history with AWA.
Of course. So AWA was founded in the spring of 1973 by a group of 10 women majoring in agriculture at UW. So they wanted to create a space for women that had a camaraderie similar to the men that are living on campus. So at the time, that was Babcock, DTS, AGR, and they started as the Ag Women's Cooperative and actually became AWA in 1974. And before I had talked a little bit about our alumni, that group was officially formed in 1979 and in 1981 became incorporated as we know them today. And of course, they helped to build our lovely house, which was built in 1994 in its current state.
Yeah, and like we had said again, the alumni is our absolute best resource that comes out of the organization. That is ridiculous, the amount of knowledge and wisdom they can pass forward. I currently am serving as the house assistant on our house management team. It's really helpful, just the small life things. Like we went and sat and had dinner with them the other day at Olive Garden, and just the stuff we talked about of like, remember to enjoy where you're at right now. Remember to enjoy the moments you have as you're an undergrad. And things like talking about getting a house, just really small things of it builds that sense of sisterhood. I mean, it sounds weird to say it like that, but it really is. And they also have a lot of other ways they help us professionally. So we do have a mentorship program, which our lovely alumni coordinator, Clarissa Gross, puts on. And I was a member of that this fall. Even though I got paired with an equine vet as someone who's a business major, at first I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But immediately when I got on the phone with her, she was like, absolutely send me your resume. I will send it to every HR person I know. Like, I'll send it to the people that I have a network with. Even though we come from completely different universes, she still had so much to offer me of, I can look at it from an outsider. How does it look? Do I understand what you're trying to get across? And so that's really helpful. And I know a lot of the girls who are in dairy science or in kind of the ag biz side of it, they have a lot of really good pairings that are helpful. And we also have a lot of speakers that come from past alumni or from connections we have with past alumni. And I think that's really beneficial. I know as a freshman seeing some of those, I was like, wow, like that is crazy. That's someone I get to look up to. And that just really helps build the passion for the organization. And so now that we've talked a little bit about who we are and what we've done, I think it's a good time, especially with our lovely president here, to talk a little bit about where AWA is headed. I think that excites all of us and hopefully is exciting for you guys to hear about too. So if you want to take that away, Sabrina?
Yeah, so I think that AWA has been going through some changes lately, especially with COVID. We were a little bit displaced, but we're really, really hit the ground running this year. Our officer team has been incredibly on the ball. They've been awesome about getting things going. I don't think we're ever going to be the same again because we've changed for the better. I'd also like to say our current alumni president, Eliza Ruzik, has been really awesome about reaching out and working with us and trying to get things going. So right now we have 54 active members, 23 new potentials this year with 7 joining this semester. We have 19 different majors represented and 17 certificates. And the really awesome thing about that is not all of these people are agriculture. A lot of them are business majors. May is HR. Kwok is studying politics and Chinese, which is super interesting, especially when we were roommates last year. And I'd wake up to her doing her Chinese discussions at 8 a.m. in the morning, which was a lovely wake-up call. And I'm not even being sarcastic. right now we're fully open to members of all backgrounds and careers. I always like to say that AWA is open to people with a past, present, or future in agriculture. And also everyone's involved in agriculture, whether you're a producer, a worker, or a consumer. Consumers are also involved in agriculture, and we forget that sometimes. But in the past, actually, AWA wasn't always open to people outside of cows, which I think is very interesting now. But it's great to know that we can have all these people involved and on our officer team, because I think the diversity of majors really complements some of the other skills of our members who are in agriculture. I'd like to also add that we're just trying to adapt to this new world after COVID. Ag Chat is a huge part of that. Liv did a phenomenal job of transitioning us onto the podcast. And even May and Alexis have been here through this all trying to get this whole program up and running. And I am so excited to be here today because I've kind of been watching from the shadows and now I finally get to be on it. So thanks again for having me, ladies. I'm really excited to be here. A few other things we've been able to do post-COVID is we've been bringing in a lot of virtual speakers, which, I mean, there's only so many people in the greater Madison area who can come and talk to us. So I think a really cool one we had is we had Alexis's boss from Chippewa Valley Bean came down and talked to us. And she really talked to us a lot about women in agriculture and just beans. And I did not know a lot about Wisconsin bean production and legumes, but it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So thank you for that, Sabrina. I guess it also kind of puts into perspective how important women in agriculture are. Like you said, having those opportunities to branch out and see all the crazy things people are up to. And as of 2019, the USDA reported that women identified as operators on 51% of U.S. farms, which is it shouldn't be a crazy number. But when you say it out loud, it's really impressive. And it's something that I think is good to put into perspective for everybody. Going off of that, a third of the farmers in the U.S. are over 65, which is something that also shows how important it is right now that we're making these connections and building and keeping our passion in the industry. I think it's something that it's going to be up to all of us in this room right now and our friends at AGR and Babcock is we need to find a way to spark a passion for the industry again. And just a few other fun facts is that 27% of farmers are categorized as new and beginning producers with 10 years or less of experience. And so when you put that next to the fact that a third of farmers are over 65, it's important that we're making sure that these members that we find them and that we're giving them resources so that they can gain that experience. I mean, to us, that might seem kind of weird because I think a lot of us have roots from growing up in the ag industry, but there's a lot of passion from people who haven't had the strongest background. And I think organizations like AWA are the best way to give those people those resources. And looking at our organization and the involvement on campus, it's predominantly women and predominantly AWA. And I think that that really shows how phenomenal our organization is. That, I mean, as someone who has a past in ag, and I don't know, my future probably does hold ag in it, I don't know, but that's just crazy to see. And it's crazy to see how good of an impact we can have.
And it's so important to note that when we're looking at these numbers, how many of our AWA graduates and alumni are a part of these numbers, and how using those connections is sparking girls to continue to go into agriculture and teach them specifically about what it's like to be a woman in agriculture. It's like Sabrina had brought up Cindy earlier. So Cindy Brown is the president of Chippewa Valley Bean Co. Incorporated. And she has been in the Canadian industry for a very long time, her whole life. And she brought up when she spoke to us how women can sometimes be looked down on in some industries, and that we really have to be aware of ourselves when we start to go into industry, no matter what industry we go into.
I think that's really crazy too. That's something that a lot of my time spent in the business school, a lot of the clubs that I'm in are predominantly women, but still it feels like we're working twice as hard to be respected and have the same ground level as a man going into the industry. I guess, Sabrina, you've had experience in the industry as far as your internships. Do you have any experience with maybe having to work twice as hard just to prove yourself? I mean,
so the fun thing about growing up on a dairy farm is you have a lot of salesmen who come up the driveway, and you never know who's going to come up the driveway. And sometimes they see you and they don't want to talk to you because you're the woman on the farm and you're probably just out to feed calves and take care of the barn cats and then go inside for the rest of the day and take care of other things in there and not really be a big part of the business aspect of it all. And I think one example I'd like to go into specifically is kind of the way my mom's treated on the farm. So my mom is the record keeper. If you mess up any numbers on Lisa Service's watch, she will come for you. She has all of her books, all of her receipts. I'm not always like that, but Lisa is. These salesmen just, they don't want to talk to my mom all the time. They want to find my dad. They want to talk to my dad. And my mom could answer all these questions and she could answer them maybe 10 times better than he could at times, because she knows all the numbers off the top of her head. And she's the one who's punching all this stuff in. When it's time to sit down and mark the maps and do fields and figuring out the payroll and all that stuff, it's my mom going, all right, Timothy, we have to sit down and we have to get this done. It's not going to do itself and I can't do it alone. So, you know, in that way, they're a great partnership. But at the same time, like, the woman behind the curtain is Lisa Service. And Timothy is sometimes just the man on the poster to her. Not to talk down on my dad. He's an incredible farmer. But my God, my mom does so much work and she doesn't always get the credit for it just because she's not the man of the farm.
Yeah. And I think that's something that is really frustrating. I think all of us have kind of had a little peek at that. And it's so frustrating. And so in order to kind of make sure that girls have opportunities to be recognized and to really get full credit for the amazing things they're doing, we, as each of us are officers on our officer team, and each of us have found very different ways to recognize and support and enable our members to kind of get the full ability to step into their potential and get recognition for what they're doing. And each of us have very different ways that we're doing that. So I'll kind of start. As I mentioned earlier, I'm the house assistant for the AWA house. And so my routine job is kind of helping Grace Voss, our house steward, with buying groceries, coming up with a meal plan, kind of gauging what we need to buy more of, what we need to buy less of. And as someone who's gluten and dairy free, it's been very exciting for me to have a hand in that process. I'm also responsible for door decorations and just kind of making sure that everyone in the house has that sense of camaraderie and that sense of kind of having a home away from home. One of my favorite parts of my office position is getting to plan events for the house. Sometimes they're pretty lighthearted. I think the last one we had was a slides night where we all make presentations that can be humorous, they can be more serious. Mine was what girls' personalities would be if they weren't the majors that they were and if they were majors from the business school. And I think it gives us the ability to all just kind of relax together and remember why we enjoy living in the house together. But it's also really exciting for me to be a part of the officer team because I get to sit in on the meetings and kind of play a role in the management, which is super exciting as someone who wants to go into management. And I'll let Kwok take the mic quick on what she's been doing in her position.
Yeah, so my position, I am the Sunshine Coordinator. So I am in charge of recognizing girls for their birthdays, sending out condolences, making sure there's meeting snacks that everyone can eat. We've been working really hard on making sure we have gluten and dairy-free snacks at every meeting. And then I also serve in a chaplain role at AWA events. So Sabrina, would you like to tell me a little bit more about both of your officer positions that you've had?
Past and previous is what we mean by that.
Yeah, so compared to the other two, I'm in a bit of a unique experience that this isn't my first year on the officer team. I've actually held, I'd like to say, 3.5 positions on the officer team. So I started out in the same position Alexis is in now. I was Sunshine. And wow, that was quite the position. I was a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed freshman when I was elected. When I gave my speech for that position, I was bouncing off the walls with energy and excitement to be a part of AWA. And I really tried to make that position my own. This was pre-COVID. I was making snacks for everyone in the house. I had like a whole meal planned for the entire year. Like, I was so ready for this. I decorated the house. I put Christmas lights up on it. It was such a great time. I enjoyed being in that position because I really got to know the membership through it. And I really got to try my hardest to make them smile. And that's something I love to do. So I would probably say that Sunshine is my favorite position I've ever had. Next to my half position, also my sophomore year, I was the in-house rep. So my job in that position was taking any issues that the house girls had to the officer team, talking about things with members, making sure everyone felt seen, felt heard in the organization, because there are 24 girls in the house, 22 this year, but we still have another 20, 30 members outside of the house. And even though I was responsible for the house girls, I still had a lot of out-of-house girls coming to me, asking me questions, trying to figure things out, because there's sometimes a little bit of disconnect between the house and out-of-house. And I think it's really important that we recognize that and try to make sure everyone's on the same page. Last year, I had the opportunity of being the membership coordinator during COVID, which was a bit challenging, but it was really fun and I enjoyed the challenge. I recruited a little under 20 girls. I think I had 17, 18 girls. I did recruit May. She was awesome to have in my fall membership class. We did a lot of Zoom meetings. Sometimes there were late night calls when she would call Alexis Kwok back when we were roommates. It was good times to hear her voice. But yeah, I enjoyed doing membership too. It let me learn a lot more about the organization, the history, the operation, why we have the three pillars and what they mean to everyone, and being able to teach everyone about that and really bring in these girls during COVID, I think was really powerful and really awesome just to see that we could still do stuff and still do recruitment despite the way the world was at the time. But right now I am president. I am very, very, very proud of my position. I am very grateful that the membership was willing to elect me to this position. I do love them and I want to be the voice of them. I want to be able to represent them. And I really, really wanted to be able to lead us into this year and get us back in the house. We'd been out of the house for about a year and a half when I became president. And we're actually out of the house yet for fall. We could not have any meetings in the house during the fall semester. We did have a couple activities there and we still had girls living in the house. But this past January, we finally had our first meeting in the house. And my God, it was kind of emotional. I was like, just to be there with everyone and see everyone's faces. We all had masks on, but to be back in the house and to have snack and see that we could finally be back in our space, that was really powerful for me. And I think that's kind of the reason I ran for president in the first place. So sorry, I'm getting emotional on the podcast talking about AWA. I don't know if anyone else does this, but AWA just means a lot to me. And I'm so grateful that I got to be a part of it and that I get to represent everyone in it, because it's just a powerful group. It really is.
You're probably surprised to hear me. This is a new voice. Sabrina, you're not the only one that gets emotional on the podcast. I think we've had high emotions if you guys have been listening to any of the last three episodes. I think because probably the last 2-3 years for all of us have been, you know, a very pivotal time for our organization and also a very pivotal time for us as young women. So it's definitely something that I felt too. This is Liv. I know that you probably have already heard my voice, but I am essentially the woman behind the curtain of Ag Chat. I coordinate the podcast and got us off of talk radio and kind of pivoted us in this new direction to accommodate some of that flexibility we needed as an organization that had to, you know, take our membership and take a large step back from in-person events. Having a podcast kind of sent us in a new direction where we're able to work on our own schedule with people literally being wherever they need to be. I could be at home and call Alexis and May and say, hey, are we going to hop on a Zoom and podcast today? That added level of flexibility has been one of the biggest things that I think was something that I wanted to do to lift up our membership. In my role, I enjoy sharing all of the different things that our members are doing, because so many of them excel in whatever they do. To be able to put that on social media and let them use AWA as a springboard for their potential future careers, internship opportunities, and just the opportunity to show their families even all of the exciting things that they're accomplishing. I love to brag on my fellow AWA sisters because they are absolutely incredible and such a bright light at my, sorry, now I'm gonna get emotional. They have been such a bright light during a really, really hard time going through COVID. I had to go home from campus my freshman year, as did most people, and I had a really hard time taking a step back as a freshman and trying to transition into life as a college student. You know, I really only had one semester under my belt before that all happened. And I know we really talked and explored that topic in detail in the first episode here, but it's still something very pertinent now, us essentially on the very, very back end of it, looking out, being mask-free here on campus for the most part, and also being able to have those in-person events at the house. So, that's kind of why I do what I do and why I enjoy having Ag Chat so much, because all of our membership has such an amazing message to share. And I am so, so proud that all of us have been able to connect with the general public, consumer bases, and people that really want to know about agriculture. Speaking about a past position, last year I served in the role of activities coordinator, which if you ask me,
it's a lot harder to plan Zoom activities than it is to plan in-person activities logistically. But no, it's been a great opportunity to just connect with other people no matter where we are once again. So that was a very, very big learning experience for me. I'm very type A, so being able to go and just roll with the punches was definitely an awesome learning experience, and I know it was one that my sisters enjoyed as well.
One thing I'd like to add, if you want to see a powerful and active woman in agriculture, go find Liv on Facebook. This woman doesn't walk, she runs. She sprints. She is AWA communications coordinator. She is serving as public relations right now for the Collegiate Farm Bureau. She's working for the professional dairy producers, PDPW. She has her own side hustle and photography that she has talked about on this podcast. And she started Ag Chat this year. She is a powerful woman and she is killing the game right now.
Stop. I'm going to cut this out.
You can't cut this out. Shameless plug for Olivia Spade, everybody.
And also, Liv doesn't just sprint the sprint, she sprints the whole marathon. The whole thing, every minute, every day, she's out here grinding.
Oh yeah, if there were 26 hours in a day, Olivia Spade would use 28 of them and fit it in the same time.
We gotta stop. You know, this emotional thing right now, it needs to not happen. Jeez. No, I think I cannot own all of my ambition and everything. That is obviously something, a drive that I've had in myself always, as I'm just the person that wants to be a part of everything. But I've had so many strong mentors and so many amazing women to look up to in AWA, like Sabrina, a lot of our alumni, my big sister in AWA, Mina Schmidt. I know we're doing a lot of name dropping today, but we're talking essentially about the history and purpose of AWA. And a big part of that purpose is being able to recognize our membership and also appreciate and value those connections we've been able to make through it. So I'm incredibly thankful for all of the connections I've made and my ambition, my drive, the success I have with the things that I have done. A lot of it is due to this organization and the amazing women I've met along the way. So I cannot own all of it as much as you want to say that I sprint the whole marathon. I think there are probably 5 other women in my corner that sprint half of it for me.
Yeah, I agree with what you said in there. AWA truly is its membership. It's a group of women and they're all phenomenal. They're all here for a reason. They all have their own purposes to be here. And it's really incredible to be able to see everyone come together all for the common interest of agriculture. And, you know, Ag Campus it's kind of small, but it's our own little corner of the universe. And we love that little universe. It's got its highs, it's got its lows, but being a part of AWA and the people you meet in and outside of the organization is just awesome. I'm so glad I got to be a part of this organization. I got to meet the people I did. And I'm very sad to be graduating next year and know that I'm not going to be able to wake up to 22 faces in the morning or sit with a dinner with 15 other girls at night. You know, there's something, it's family. It's coming home and seeing your family and doing dinner prayer with them and making dinner with them and cleaning up dinner with them. There's a lot of highs, there's a lot of lows, and sometimes it gets a little messy. But, you know, these guys are my family, and they're my ride or dies. I wouldn't be where I am today without them, and I'm so incredibly grateful that I got to know them. And I've said this to some people, but I'm going to be so lonely next year, not living in the house, not seeing my sisters every day. I actually don't have any sisters in real life, so being able to get my sisters through AWA has been awesome. It's great to know that out there I have well over 100, maybe even 1,000 sisters of different ages, different careers, different interests, and we've all got each other's back. So AWA has been incredible for me. It's been an experience, and I felt myself grow so much from that bright-eyed, bushy-tailed freshman running for sunshine, telling everyone she was going to put Christmas lights on the house, to who I am today. And I couldn't have gotten there without any of the women in this room, any of the women in the AWA house, any of the women in agriculture on this campus, staff, faculty, alumni, students alike.
I think I speak for the other three people in the room right now when we say that we all owe Sabrina a very big thank you for the peace that she's had in the development of each of us. I mean, not only are you a phenomenal role model, you were an amazing friend, and she's been a great leader for our organization and has been the glue for all of us this year. And so we all want to offer you a really big thank you. And like she said, it's something that we're never going to get back. That's the biggest part, is enjoy everything that we can right now, because when each of us steps into the shoes that Sabrina are in right now, or is in right now, I think we're going to have that moment too of realizing, wow, how much we've really gotten out of this organization. And as someone who's just still stepping into who I'm going to be and finding my direction, not only do I have three phenomenal role models in this room, I have everyone outside of this room. And I also have people who can look at you and say, here's your drive. This is the best way you can use it. I think that's been huge for me, is people helping me. And they know you better than you know yourself. And it's helping realize where you're best fitted for your passion. And I think you are going to do an amazing job, Sabrina. I think that you've given us a very valuable, like you said, everyone brings something different, and there's no one who's going to step into the shoes that you've created, Sabrina. So thank you. I mean, as we begin to wrap up today, since we're kind of reaching the end of our time with you guys, I'm sure you're so sad to see us go. I think that each of us just, again, wants to reiterate how much we've genuinely gotten out of this organization and how important it is to each of us. Important enough that we want to come on an hour a week and share with you all the exciting things that we're doing.
Yeah, and just to remind everyone, obviously from hearing our little love fest today, you can hear how much AWA means to us. All of us are very, very important parts of each other's life, and we owe this organization so much. So us coming up to our 50th anniversary this next year, we're really looking forward to having a lot more support and a lot more recognition for our alumni, all of the amazing history of this organization, because this organization was founded by women with strong roots in agriculture for future women to develop and plant those roots in agriculture. So just a big thank you to everyone, past, present, and future, for AWA. We are so thankful to be a part of this organization and are so proud to be sharing this message with you today. And so with that, this is Liv,
May,
Alex,
and Sabrina,
all signing off.
Yeah,
I thought you again with all of us.
I thought they were all gonna say it with me.
We can do it.
Okay, we're gonna try it again. And with that, this is Liv,
May,
Alex,
and Sabrina,
all signing off.
Thank you.
Ka-chow.